102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay. Good morning, KBLX Nation. It's Nikki Thomas. I'm guest starring for Sterling James today, and it is time for KBLX Cares, where we shine a light on people and organizations that serve, empower, and enlighten you, our dear KBLX Nation. So we have two exciting guests in studio today. From Mercy Worldwide, we have the director, Bay Branch, Earl Jones III. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
You're like, yeah, the third. That's what.
Thank you, Nikki. I'm doing well.
I had to put all of it in there, give you all your props. And also, we have the marketing coordinator, Ricardo Jaramillo. Did I say it correctly?
There it is.
Right. Oh, see, I had to take it slow.
Perfect.
I had to pause just a little bit and take it slow. So welcome, gentlemen. And we are excited to know more about Mercy Worldwide. Now, that name alone sounds like you're doing some great work. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, Mercy Worldwide. We serve as a nonprofit 501c3. We have branches around the world. And we're all about serving people, saving lives. Mercy, our mission is in our name. Mm-hmm. It's about maximizing efforts for relief and care with a special focus on youth. Mm-hmm. And so, Mercy, we've done some great things in our past, and we've included hurricane relief efforts for when they had that issue, that hurricane in Haiti. We gave about $1,300 there. And we also did some poverty work in the Philippines. We raised $1,000 for 300 children out there in the Philippines. So we're doing some great things.
Wow. Yeah, you really do mean worldwide then.
Yes, we do.
And it's so interesting when things happen. You know, we see things happen on the TV, and the first thing we say is like, oh my God, what can I do? That's always the first question. It's like, okay, beyond the whole thoughts and prayers thing, because
right.
That's what we post on Facebook, the thoughts and prayers. But it's like, what are the actions and what is the action plan? So that's where you guys step up, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So awesome. Awesome. So action plan when something happens. So there is a special event happening this year as well?
Yes. So on June 16th, we'll be having our annual International Day of Mercy. Every year, all the mercy branches around the world, we gather our volunteers in the communities and cities. And here in San Francisco, we will be feeding the homeless here in the city, mm-hmm. Along with in Berkeley and Oakland, creating compassion bags that will include some food, hygiene products, and info on where to get help, such as local shelters, rehabilitation clinics, stuff like that. We'll also be volunteering at the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation bike run taking place in Half Moon Bay, helping from setup to cleanup.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, so compassion bags, and this is happening on June 16th. It's amazing, number one, that it's June. I think the other day I forgot what month we were in. It's like, oh, it's funny. Not happening until June. It's like, wait, it is June.
It is.
So the thing is, mark your calendar for that, because this is really right around the corner. Where can we find more information about this?
If you want to volunteer, you can email me, Earl Jones. It doesn't have the third in my email, but it's earl.jones@mercyww.org. And you can also donate as well,
mm-hmm.
At our PayPal link, www.paypal.me@mercywwsfb. And so, yeah, feel free to send me an email. I am very avid about checking my email.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because we all live in a really busy society. So it's either time or money.
Mm-hmm.
So one is just as valuable as the other.
Right.
So sometimes you say, okay, I would love to volunteer. I don't have the time. Well, you probably got a few dollars you can, you know, break off and say, you know what? I love what you're doing. Here's a little dough to help the cause.
Exactly.
Right. And so sometimes when you don't have the money, that means you've got some time.
Exactly.
And time is very valuable. So, you know, when you say volunteer, this is an opportunity. I always say volunteer opportunity. So when somebody calls or they send you an email and they say, hey, I want to volunteer, what kind of things would you have for them to do?
Wow, we have so many things. We can drop them right in on this June 16th event, mm-hmm. and get them making some bags, actually come help set up and tear down with the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. And we can help them. They can help throughout the year. We're going to have different events coming up with food banks, with a toy drive. We're doing so many things throughout the rest of this year. So mm-hmm. they just have to email me to find more.
That's great. That is so great. And you know what? It's an opportunity to not only give back and help out in the efforts of Mercy Worldwide, but volunteering is, there's so many layers in volunteering. It's fulfilling. It's community. You get to meet great people. You know, so it's really an opportunity to upgrade your life a little bit.
Yes.
When you say, hey, Mercy Worldwide, put me to work.
Yeah.
So I just thought I would throw that out there for the folks who are going, I don't know. No. You're getting your whole life. You're getting your whole life here. We're speaking to Earl Jones III. He's the director, and also Ricardo Jaramillo. He's the marketing coordinator of Mercy Worldwide San Francisco. And they are a nonprofit organization with the objective of serving people and saving lives. The mission is to maximize efforts for relief and care with a special focus on youth worldwide. Now, that's a lot.
It is.
You're biting off a whole lot when you say, hey, all over the globe, if there's some care and relief that we can provide, we're going to do this. How did this all start?
This all started back in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
We put together our Mercy Worldwide organization in partnership with our church, and it's been going well ever since. Every time we plant a new church in a different country, mm-hmm. we plant a Mercy branch. Mm-hmm. And so we have about 78 to 80 churches around the world. So we have about 78 to 80 Mercy branches around the world.
Oh, okay. Okay, so wait. So break that down a little bit more. If you say church.
Correct.
And then, you know, there's that connection with the church.
Yes.
So backtrack a little bit. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. So we're both part of the San Francisco Bay International Christian Church.
Okay.
We really mean we're international. We're just a Bible-based church. We're just trying to basically help people get a right relationship with God in terms of the church. And we can't just help people. You got to really help people.
And connect, right.
And connect. And that's where you have to volunteer. And that's how Mercy Worldwide came to be.
Mm. Okay. And when you say church, and we're here in the Bay Area,
yes.
you know, we're some free spirits here
yes,
in the Bay Area. So talk a little bit about like the spiritual language and how it can be different for so many of us. So when people come together or when they come together to help you do the work that you do at Mercy Worldwide, talk a little bit about that, about, you know, how there's so many different ways to experience God.
Yeah, so when you come together, you're being able to impact lives. You're mm-hmm. being able to come up to a child or someone who's in need and give them something that that money can never buy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Mercy is about. We're about connecting people, serving them in any way possible. Mm-hmm. Trying to be that good Samaritan. The Bible talks about that in the book of Luke, and we want to be good Samaritans. You know, you want to be that person that picks that guy up off the street that got beat up by a couple guys a couple hours ago and serve him, help him, get him better.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're about.
Wow. So in here specifically in San Francisco, you know, unfortunately, there mm-hmm. is a large population of mm-hmm. homeless
yes.
people. So I'm sure there's a long list of things that are needed mm-hmm. when we talk about, you know, helping the homeless. So I see compassion bags and hygiene products, et cetera, et cetera. What are some other things that are on the list, on the action plan list to help the homeless specifically here in the Bay?
So here in the Bay, we really want to turn this specific project on June to something that we can do on a monthly basis,
right.
a weekly basis, because uh-huh. when you serve someone one time, it doesn't really mean anything.
Yes, yes.
You gotta make it happen consistently. And that's the goal, is to turn our project into a program.
Yeah.
And because a program, you can it's scalable. It can be grown. And mm-hmm. that's our goal. Our goal is to be able to be able to give them a great meal mm-hmm. for lunch, dinner, and breakfast one day.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to be able to give them consists of hygiene products and even life skills, you know, help them get off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need resume building? We want to
yeah.
incorporate that one day. Mm-hmm. We want to incorporate helping them get their lives together.
Yeah. So why don't you share a story with us? Because I know that it so happens that when you show compassion mm-hmm. to someone who is in need, that enables them to turn their lives around, no matter what stage it is. Mm-hmm. You know, it certainly could be a situation where someone is homeless or going through some things or any particular stage of life. So I'm sure you probably have some great stories to share to get us inspired to get involved. So is there like maybe that one person you can say, you know what, this person?
There's so many people that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
This one person that really has been able to get up and change their life is this guy named Jermaine.
Jermaine. Okay.
And so he's in Mercy Wild down in L.A. He was trying to get up off his feet. He lived in a homeless shelter for a little bit.
Right.
And he finally went through our life skills program that we were doing in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And was able to land a better job. Able to land a job of within 50K. $50K job, which is huge.
That's huge.
That's a lot of money for the one person to work with.
That is huge.
And so it was just cool to be able to give him that resume building and helping to get that interview skills and the budgeting that he needed to just better his life.
That's amazing. You know what hit me when you started telling this story? We're all the same.
Yes.
You know, the more that's happening in your life and the deeper that hole gets, the more overwhelming it is to try to bring everything together. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, I think we, you know, what's the saying that they say? Everybody's like, what is it, a paycheck or two away from, you know, being out on the street?
Yep.
You know, this is the Bay Area, so we're probably all a little bit closer than that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, you need someone to say, look, let me help you out
right
with this or this.
Yeah.
And I wrote down the words life skills.
Yes.
You know, because it's not a one thing. Okay, we're going to teach you life skills. Bye.
Right.
You know, life skills is a thing that changes all the time. Mm-hmm. Life changes, technology changes. So, you know, you need that ongoing support. We all do. We really all do. We're speaking to Earl and Ricardo from Mercy Worldwide. It's Nikki Thomas guest starring for Sterling James, by the way. I know you're saying, hey, wait, the voice is different this week. So, yeah, it's Nikki here. And we want to put this on our calendar. So tell us one more time about our International Day of Mercy. When, where, and where can we find more information?
So our International Day of Mercy will be taking place on June 16th. It'll be a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It will be, we'll be feeding the homeless here in San Francisco, Berkeley, Oakland, creating compassion bags that will include some food, hygiene products, and info on where to get help, such as shelters, rehabilitation clinics, things like that. We'll also be volunteering at the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation bike run, taking place in Half Moon Bay, helping from setup to cleanup.
That's awesome. Okay, so you're saying San Francisco, Berkeley, Oakland, so there are specific locations?
Yeah, so we'll be working a lot in Tenderloin, a lot in the Mission. So yeah, we'll be working around there, several other spots in Oakland and Berkeley as well.
Okay, so you're going to where the problems are.
Exactly.
And saying, hey, you know, let's do something. I love the idea of compassion bags. That is a wonderful, wonderful, it's a helping hand, and it's a humane way of reaching out. It's like, hey, this is what you need in this particular situation. And again, volunteer opportunity here. Volunteer opportunity to create the bags. And what if we're saying, hey, we want to put some stuff in the bags. Can we do that too?
Oh, yeah. We actually have some sponsors that we would love to thank on that. Yeah.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Several of our sponsors, Ike's Place, the Modigliani Cafe, Costco, in Raleigh Road in San Jose, a Costco in 1900 David Street in San Leandro, a Lucky's in 129 Bernal Road in San Jose, a Trader Joe's 45 W Hillside Boulevard in San Mateo, and a Trader Joe's in 590 Showers Drive Mountain View, which either donated in-kind donations, such as like sandwiches, chips, hygiene products,
right,
like toothpaste, soap, whatever it is, or monetary donations, like a couple $100, a couple of like $50.
Oh, so please, yes, please put these, you know, put these community folks on the map. It's great that we can come together and make something really big happen and make a difference in so many lives at one time. So that's super amazing. So, hey, if you're listening, you're saying, hey, look, Mercy Worldwide, how can I be down? Go to mercyworldwide.org for more information about the International Day of Mercy, or if you're saying, hey, I want to send y'all a little something every month, I'm sure that would be a yes.
Yes.
So any way that you can serve, it's time, it's money, all of it is very valuable to the cause. And you guys are doing wonderful work. Earl Jones, the third. I like saying the third.
I like it too.
I know. It sounds so dignified. He is the director, and also Ricardo Jaramillo, marketing coordinator of Mercy Worldwide San Francisco, mercyworldwide.org. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Nikki Thomas, guest starring for Sterling James. It's KBLX Cares. And thank you so much to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing the story to us. If you would like to shine a light on your organization, or if you know someone who is doing good in the hood, please email us at kblx.com.